Welcome back to Horizons. Christina Scanlon, I want to welcome you again to the Diocese of Kerry. Can you remind our listeners what your area of work is, Christina?
So I work as a diocesan advisor for primary religious education. So I suppose I'm with primary education within the diocese.
And Sister Noreen did this job before.
She did, yeah.
And you have a team of people as well as she did?
Yes, yeah. So we have three diocesan advisors working on a part-time basis. So there are Kieran Coffey, Diarmaid McCarthy and Dermot Kelly. And they're wonderful. I absolutely really enjoy working with the lads I call them. We do have a great fun, a great laugh, and I'm learning a lot from them, and they're wonderful mentors, and I really couldn't, you know, do this without them.
What is the purpose of the work you're doing?
It's a religious program called Grow in Love, and it's a Catholic religious education program, and most of our Kerry schools here are running that program. So we're going around just as support, as an advisor, to help and encourage principals and staff in implementing this program. And, you know, we're just so delighted to see how much schools are taking on and the wonderful knowledge and, you know, that they're imparting to the children, and they're all doing such a lovely job. I've only been doing this since January, and already I'm just so impressed with what I'm seeing in classrooms. And, you know, we've just got such lovely teachers and principals and schools and kids in Kerry and Cork. It's the Diocese of Kerry. So it's lovely to see it. And every school has their own ideas, and that's really nice to see as well.
How did you get into this area of work? Where are you coming from?
So I was a primary teacher for the last 16 years, and I was teaching in a school in West Kerry called Acoshla National School. So it's between Camp and Castle Gregory. I live in Camp as well.
You're a local woman.
I'm a local.
And I always think primary school teaching is a lovely job, lovely hours and holidays and great clarity. How are you leaving that behind at all, Christina?
Yeah. Do you know, I was just looking forward to trying something different for a little while. If I was to go back teaching, this is only ever going to help me with my career. I'm learning so much new skills already, and it's only March, and I've never been on Zoom so much in all my life.
In addition to your work with primary schools, Christina, you also are involved in the upcoming Youth Week, which focuses on teens and young adults and how they are involved in parish and community. Youth Week begins next Saturday.
Really what it is a celebration of the young people in our parishes. So we've encouraged any participating parishes or pastoral areas to begin their Youth Week with, I suppose, a youth-led mass. So they'd be involved with the liturgy and other parts of the mass.
It's a fabulous idea.
It's really nice, yeah. And then any other ideas throughout the week, like even if they got one other activity, we'd be thrilled with that. It's a great start.
So we're really encouraging parishes to have a youth mass to focus on their young people or to do particular activities.
So just to get the young people together, communicating and just, you know, enjoying each other's company and celebrating the young people of our parish. And if you got that much done, wouldn't that be great?
So all the information and suggestions around Youth Week, they're up on our website. Don't let this week pass by without trying something in your parish with young people. Thanks, Christina Scanlon, for joining us this morning. Just to bring to your attention that next Thursday night, the 18th of April, at 7 o'clock in Mill Street, in the community school, there's a beautiful celebration of culture and inclusion. This wonderful event is hosted by the school in Mill Street on a regular basis. Well done to them. All are welcome to attend. Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Margaret Nocton. Mass follows directly till this time next Sunday morning. Have a very good week. Thank you.
Thank you.